Hey, welcome to Move Makers. I am Angie Bauer, your host, and I am so excited you are here. You won't want to miss out as we talk about the transformation you can make in your small business and daily walk in life. I will be talking with some of my best friends and amazing business owners. So sit back, relax, and listen in as we talk real life. Episode one. It has been a long time dream of mine and have walked and talked, and now it's become a reality. And I'm so excited to be doing this first episode with a very special dear friend of mine, Stacy Haynes from Anchored Soul Design. And I couldn't have picked a better person to have episode one with. So I hope you enjoy as we talk about small businesses, the struggles, the fun, the rewards, the all the things in real talk. And so sit back, and I can't wait for you to get to know Stacy even more. So welcome, Stacy. I am so glad that you are here today.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here with you.
And it's episode one, and can you believe it? It's actually a reality.
I'm so excited you're finally doing this.
So let's get right to it. Why don't you tell everyone about your business, where you're located, what you do, and maybe how many years you've been doing this?
So my business is Anchored Soul Designs, and we're located in the Nashville, Tennessee area. And I make hand-painted signs on reclaimed wood, and I sell them online direct to customers and wholesale to all kinds of stores around the country. We're at about 70 stores right now that we wholesale to, so we're super excited about that. And we is my husband, Ray, and myself, and we have two little girls, Melanie and Allie, and they help us or attempt to help us out a lot, too. So we've been making signs now for about 7 years, but really in the past probably 5 years is when it's really been hardcore serious for us. So we love it.
It's so fun to know you and see your whole family help in your business. And in small businesses, especially as small makers, it takes everyone involved. I mean, there are days where everyone has to pitch in, and your family is a prime example of that.
For sure. There are definitely days I have to call in all kinds of help. My parents, Ray's parents, neighbors, I've had to call in to help. It definitely takes a village, not just to raise children, but also to raise a business.
And I think sometimes that's something that as small business and small makers, we think that we need to do it all alone. And it definitely, you're a really good example of that. And I love to see it. And I love to see your posts where you're like, I had to call in the neighbors.
Yes, I may or may not have recently bribed my neighbors with pizza.
Hey, I would work for pizza.
Get a really big order out.
Can you tell us, why did you start?
I have always wanted to make and sell something, and I have tried probably since I was a child. I tried making jewelry. I tried crocheting and knitting. I've never finished a crochet or knitting project ever, by the way, so that was a terrible idea. But sometimes you have to get through the terrible things to get to what you really love. And my poor friends and family have been the recipients of some awful gifts in the past with me just exploring, trying to make things. But I also got started because I knew that I didn't want to be tied down to something 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. It's just in my blood, literally, to be an entrepreneur. I think my dad's an entrepreneur, and my grandparents, my grandfathers both worked with wood and made all kinds of things for themselves and for family members. And I just think it's just not in me to be a stereotypical 9 to 5er. It's just not in my blood. It's just not something I could handle doing. So that's why That's how I got started. I knew I didn't, I was a teacher originally, and I knew that wasn't something that I wanted to go back to doing when my kids were in school. So I was determined to find something that I could make and sell. It's always had to be something that I made.
Which is so cool, because I'm so glad that you brought up that you were a teacher before, and not just a, you had some really cool opportunities as a teacher. You were overseas, and then you also taught privately for some really cool things. But, and if you want to go into that, you can. If not, that's fine. So I think it's cool that you can show that you were a teacher. So you went to college, you have a degree, but yet there was still something inside of you that wanted more. And, you know, I was a teacher. I taught, and there was still something inside of me that wanted more. And it's okay to have that feeling and to go after your dream. And so I think sometimes we're like, well, we picked this path. This is the path we have to stick on, even though I have these dreams. And so
right.
I love that you shared that.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything wrong with either path that you choose, whether you choose to do something official and work for someone else. Like, sometimes that is someone's passion to help out another entrepreneur. Like, man, I really could use some people that do want to work 9 to 5 and scheduled for me, because I am so not scheduled, which I love and can be, it can be a detriment sometimes, I think, also, but we need both kinds of people in the world.
We do. And sometimes when we are creatives and makers and small business owners, sometimes we need those people alongside with us to keep us like a little more focused and a little less squirreled. At least I know I do. Like, like, okay, come on, let's get this done.
And that's kind of, that's Ray. He's a little bit more, he likes his schedule and likes, you know, more systems in place. And so that's been helpful to have him helping me. Like, he encourages me to stop working because if he wasn't around, I would work 24/7 probably.
And that's a common thing too, when you love what you do, is just to keep working and keep doing it. And we forget to like, okay, we've got to shut it off. We have kids that, I don't know, maybe need to eat or go to bed, or I don't know. Maybe that's just my house.
Nope, that's our house too, for sure.
What's the best thing about running your own business?
Well, I think kind of what we just touched on is the freedom to have my own schedule. Even though I said sometimes I can let that get carried away. But it is just being flexible and being able to stop when I need to, being able to show up at school for the kids if there's something special going on, or even just being able to take off last minute and go visit a friend, or just to be able to have that freedom is just amazing to me. We've had a lot of visitors this summer. We've had a lot of family come in, and it's just been really nice to be able to stop working and not worry about, am I losing, you know, paid time off or using up all my paid time off days. It's just really nice to have my own schedule. I think that's my favorite, even though I need to get a little bit more scheduled, and I will once school starts back in just a couple weeks. But
yeah, summer's kind of a freer time.
Yes, yes.
What have been the biggest struggles in us being a maker, a small business? And maybe you want to touch how you overcame them or what you learned from them.
Some of the biggest struggles I think I'm still working through. I have a hard time putting myself in front of the world. Like, I want everyone to know Anchored Soul Designs and know my signs and recognize my signs in shops. But putting myself out there is a little hard for me. It's something I'm still working on. It's gotten a lot easier with just getting used to doing things like Facebook Lives and sharing pictures and stories of my family, because these days people really do want to know the person behind the brand so that they know we're not just some big corporation that they're supporting. We're a small family, that this is our livelihood. You know, this is how we pay for our bill. This is how we pay for our house, pay for our clothes and our food. And it's, you know, it's just being willing to open up, I think, has just been, it's been a big struggle for me. And like I said, I'm still working through that.
And I think that being on Facebook and all of that, social media outlets, you know, there's a fine line of how much do you want to share and how much do you want to hold back. I always say with my clients, it's a know, like, and trust funnel. So you want people to get to know you, like you, and trust you. And sharing who you are is letting them know you so that they do like you. But there's always a fine line. And I know that you're really working on it. I know that
yes.
We talk about it.
Yes.
And so I'm super proud of you that you just continue to do the hard and scary, because sometimes that's the things that hold us back and stop us from moving forward.
Right. Yes.
And yes. You have to keep moving forward.
Yes.
So what advice would you give to someone who is looking to start their own business?
Just go for it, I think, is what I would say. There's never going to be a good time to start. You know, you can wait until you've saved up some money. You can wait until you've practiced your skills a little bit more, but I think just the best advice is just start, just do it. I mean, and I've been starting, you know, I started trying way before I actually did start my business and I was not successful, and that's okay. I think you have to go through a lot of trial and error sometimes, but just, I think my best advice is just start doing it. I started off by sharing things on my own personal Facebook account, just sharing the signs that I was making for myself and for my best friend, because we wanted some cute beach signs and we couldn't find them anywhere. So just started making them for us, and every now and then sharing something on Facebook, and people were interested in it, which I couldn't believe somebody was finally interested in something that I made, but I was so excited. And that's just really what led to the business. It just, sometimes the thing that is going to make it for you is going to be something that you didn't expect. And if you're not showing people and not telling people about it, nothing's going to happen.
Right. So. Yeah. If you don't talk about it and you don't show people, how do you expect to, you know, take that next step or make money or sell anything? And that's sometimes where people get so disheartened. They're like, no one bought anything. And a lot of times the first question is, have you talked about it? Have you shown them? Have you gifted it to someone? Have you gotten any feedback on it? So, that's all really good. And just start. I love that. Just start. What would you say when you say just start? What would you say is the one thing that you think that just start for you? Like, you're so glad that you just started with that one thing. Like, if they're going to pick one thing, what would it be that you feel that in your business made a difference? Did that make sense?
I think just, it all goes back to that, like how I said, the fear of putting myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting over that fear, because it's not about you. It's not about what I make or people judging me for what I make. It's about that experience that people get when I put words for them on a sign that means something about, you know, a family member they just lost, or a child they've been praying for, or even just a simple word like family, faith, or beach. Just why did they buy that? What does it mean? So it's not about you. It's about what your product, what your item, what you make, what you do, how it makes other people feel. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just starting and just getting over that fear of people looking at what you're doing and judging it, because it's not about you.
No, it's, and that's the thing that I think that, you know, stops a lot of people, is they're like, well, it's a fear and people are looking at me and it's all about me, and it's actually not. It's like you said, it's those words. And so thank you for sharing that. I have found through my business journey, I have had tons of personal growth, and I have met my best friends, like you. What has happened to you during this walk of being a business owner that you feel would not maybe have happened if you didn't own a business?
Being a business owner takes so much out of you that I feel like had I not started my own business, I don't know that I would have started taking care of my own personal health like I do now. I had gotten to, after having kids and gaining a ton of weight, I just had gotten to a point where I just was like, okay, I just don't really know how I'm going to move forward in getting healthier, and was stuck. And then all of a sudden, when I started getting my business growing, and I would get really sick before I had events because I would be working so hard and not taking care of myself, not eating well. I would get really sick with like allergy related stuff. And I've learned that that's all kind of connected to food that I eat, and that I have to be really careful with the types of food and the way that I eat. And so I started cutting out all sugar, all dairy, kind of eat like a paleo lifestyle now. And that has just completely changed. I think that's changed my business, to be honest, because I don't think I would have been able to keep up with the momentum that I had in my business if I wasn't taking care of myself, because I was eating terribly. I had gained probably 75 pounds from when I got married, I gained about 75 pounds, and I've lost most of that weight that I've gained. I'm still working on it. It is by no means perfect. I still have a ways to go, but that I think has surprised me the most. I never would have thought, let me start a business so I can get healthy at all.
And you are you're a very good example of sticking with that healthy eating and being like, I marvel at that with you, because I'm like, ooh, peanut butter Oreo. It's okay. I can cheat.
That's not to say that I don't mess up. I spent a couple weeks this summer just, stayed off of the gluten, but went a little on the sugar side a little bit, and I paid for it. And I think my business pays for it as well. Like, I believe there really is like a brain fog that you get from eating sugar, and that's a whole nother podcast there for you. But it's not about like, don't eat dairy, don't eat gluten, don't eat whatever. It's just what works for you.
Right.
And I've had to find what my body likes and doesn't like. And my body likes a lot of sleep and no dairy and no sugar and no wheat. And I feel my best when I stick to that. And that's not anything I ever would have thought would have come from having my own business, but I had to get it under control. because I had to stop getting sick. You know, I would be physically ill with stress, but also, you know, stress causes you to eat cookies and ice cream and fast food and all the other things. And I was just tired of getting so sick before events. I mean, there were so many that I wanted to call out on because I would feel actually sick beforehand and just had to do something about that. So not to say I don't still get stressed. I do. I'm taking this whole year off of events to just like focus on my family, focus on myself, and trying to get back to being super healthy and get everything in my business organized so that maybe I can go back to events next year. Maybe not. It's been kind of nice to not have that stress, but
let's talk about that. Let's talk about, because you have taken this year off of events. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about those pivots and those changes that we make in our businesses. And sometimes mm-hmm. are huge struggles for us to either give up something or change something. And you giving up events, you know, it's funny because you say it was just easy. I'm not doing events. But then that weekend comes when you're supposed to be someone and you're like, right. Oh, remember, I would have been here. And one of them is close to me. And so I'm like, I don't get to see you, but that's okay. I'm proud of you. So let's talk on those pivots because sometimes they're hard. Have they been hard to make hard changes? Do you find it easy? Do you find it exciting, exhausting? Like, how are those pivots for you?
I think all pivots are all of the above. and I think part of it, again, comes back to, like, I don't like schedules, but I need a schedule. And not having to prepare for a big event. And when we're talking about events, it's like huge markets that I participate in. There's several that I do, and a conference that I've been doing, setting up and selling my signs at. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much focus on that one day that it takes the focus off of the rest of my year and what I want my year to look like. And what I want the future of my business to look like, because I'm putting everything, I'm putting aside growing my wholesale, I'm putting aside making new designs to list on Etsy or my website, because I'm putting everything into this one day event, which I love the one day events. I don't think my business would be where it is now if I hadn't started and grown from doing events where I could meet customers in person and see and hear the feedback. I think it's an amazing way to grow your business. But I've needed to step back from it this year and just get down to a schedule, get down to where I've got, you know, on my calendar-ish. I'm trying to write things on my calendar. When I can find it, I lose it a lot. Like I said, I'm just not a scheduled person, and I need to be a little bit more
scheduled. Do I need to come back into your office again?
Maybe. I think that taking things off of my calendar has given me more freedom and made me more scheduled, if that makes sense. And that was a huge change for me, because that's a huge amount of income that we counted on, but just that balancing that income versus stress, like, it's just, there's no comparison to just how good that has felt to those weeks before the events not be stressed, but then those days come and it's, I wish I was there. But it's okay.
Yeah. No, and I think, you know, I love that you said that it's everything, and pivots are important in small business and as makers. And so I've been excited to see what you've been doing. Is there anything exciting that you want to share that's coming out or that you're changing or that you want to put out in the podcast world?
Well, you already know my secret, so I guess we could share with everyone. It's not really a secret, but I'm super, super excited, nervous, scared, all of the things that I'm about a pivot I'm making in my business. And it is, and I'm going back to where my heart is and where my love is for beach designs. And I've always had some beach. So some people might think this is, well, this is nothing new. Why is this a secret? But I am going to be putting all of my focus on to beach designs and getting my stuff into beach stores. And I've had a lot of focus on farmhouse designs and farmhouse type stores lately. And I'm not going to be getting rid of that, but that's not going to be where my focus is anymore. So I'm really excited. Probably the thing I'm most excited about is launching my new fall designs, which maybe by the time this airs, they'll be ready. I'm going to be launching my new fall designs, and it's going to be a lot of fall beach focused stuff, and I'm so excited about it. A little bit nervous that people will like it, but I'm really excited. So
girl,
that's what's coming up for me.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you and what's happening and where you're going and that you're following your heart. And I can't wait to see the fall designs and everything that's coming out. So I'm super proud of you. Can we do some fun questions?
Sure.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Favorite food to eat?
I'm trying to think right now. Oh gosh, right now chocolate chips are my weakness, and I do have one that's kind of healthy, like the Enjoy Life brand. I shouldn't be eating them as much as I am right now, but yeah. Probably okay. Chocolate.
All right.
Does coffee count as a food? If coffee, yes, coffee.
Coffee would be considered probably a food for you.
Probably. Sometimes I will have a cup of coffee when I'm hungry instead of eating something.
Two things that I don't like. So I know you always say, how can we be friends? It's okay.
I don't know how we are.
Favorite movie or TV show?
I am obsessed with like British BBC series. All things like Downton Abbey, Call the Midwife, those kind of things. Yeah.
Most definitely. And then what is your favorite holiday? I know that's a strange question, but what's your favorite holiday?
I'd have to say Christmas.
Okay.
I wish the Christmas season was longer. That's my least favorite thing about Christmas.
It was funny because our middle daughter's from the Philippines. And when I went over in the beginning of October, end of September, they were all decorated for Christmas because they don't have Thanksgiving. And so like they celebrate Christmas from September until like February. Like their houses are all decorated.
And that's how it should be, I think.
I think it should be too. I'm like, who planned Thanksgiving in November?
I know. Those pilgrims.
I don't know.
I don't know that it was in November, but but like, seriously, it should be longer. Like I like fall is my like I love fall, mm-hmm, but I wish we had more time for Christmas.
I agree.
And I think that's why I'm making fall beach decor, because I don't like traditional fall oranges and reds and yellows, and they're beautiful. I love the actual colors on the trees, but I think that's why I'm trying to do some beachy stuff, because those aren't my favorite colors. But Christmas, like I love Christmas and wish it was longer. And my birthday is November 8th, so I usually try to say that's what I want for my birthday, is to decorate for Christmas. So we do get started a little bit early. I don't think that's too early.
I don't think that's too early. Not at all.
But we don't host Thanksgiving, so.
Yeah, we don't either. I'm always decorated before Thanksgiving. It's okay. I gotcha. I gotcha. Are you reading any good books right now, or have you read a good book that you want to share a title?
I wish I read more than I do right now. My favorite book series, there's several series, but Robin Jones Gunn is my favorite. I've been reading her books since I was a teenager. And she has a whole series, many series that relate back to that original series I read as a teenager. So I think that's like the nostalgia part for me that I love. The only book I'm reading right now is actually a book by someone that I know, one of my former youth pastor's daughter that I used to babysit for. She just wrote a book, and it is called Love on the Bench. Uh-huh. And her pen name is Betsy May, and it's available on Amazon. There's a little pitch for my friend, but that's okay. The only book I'm reading right now. I will listen to a lot of audiobooks. Mm-hmm. And audiobooks, I will listen to like Mary Kay Andrews books on audio. I love listening to books from the library on audio. You can check those out just like you do other books from the library. You get them for 2 weeks.
Okay, I'm going to sound so stupid. I had no idea that you could do that.
Yes. Huh. I've been doing that for a while. Yeah, you can't always get popular books because, like, I think, what was I trying to read? I don't remember. Like, if you want to read anything like Rachel Hollis, you're going to wait for like 6 months to read that. But I do think that's how I read Girl, Wash Your Face, though.
Huh. I will have
that. It was on audiobook. Yeah. So for those little bit more obscure books, you can listen to for free from your library. But I'll use Audible sometimes too for ones I really want to own and listen to, like Girl Stop Apologizing. I have that one and I need to listen to that again.
Yeah, I just got back from the conference, but I'm like, ooh, I should probably listen to those books again.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, nonfiction I always listen to on audio.
Yes, I'm a big audio fan. I don't have time to sit, but I have time to have had, you know, earphones and earbuds in my ear and listening. So yeah. That or else podcast. All right, girl. This is always the hardest question, but what would be the one thing that you would want people to take away from this interview? What words of wisdom, it can be life, it can be business, it can be both, but what are those, let's just say that tweetable comments or those thoughts that you want to share as we close?
Well, now you made me have to do something tweetable. So
I don't tweet, so you're okay.
Now I need some time to think. Just do it. Just start. Whatever you have in your heart to do, just start doing it. You can start small. Doesn't have to be huge. You don't have to decide today on a business name or, getting licensed and all of that. I mean, those are all things that you have to do, but just start making or start doing whatever is on your heart. And if it's the right thing, eventually the customers will come. But you have to just start. If you're not telling people and you're not putting it out there, nothing's going to happen.
I hope you enjoyed learning more about Stacy and Anchored Soul Design. She's just the best, and I'm so glad that you got to learn a little bit more about her. And thank you so much for listening to episode one. You are just amazing for being here. If you could subscribe, that way you don't miss out when new episodes come out. And if you could leave a review, that's amazing too. Thank you so much for being here, and I can't wait to talk super soon.